KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Rhino poaching is down, but KZN remains the hardest hit province. Environment Minister Dion George says 420 rhinos were killed last year, 79 fewer than the number poached in 2023.
KwaZulu-Natal lost 232 rhinos. However, this is a notable decline from the 325 that were lost in 2023. The significant reduction can largely be attributed to the Ezimvelo KZN wildlife dehorning program that was implemented in Hlahlwa Imfolozi Park from April to October 2024.
George says while there's been a downward trend, there was a sudden spike in October when poaching syndicates changed their tactics and targeted a dehorned rhino in the Hlahlwa Imfolozi Park. KZN lost 27 rhinos that month alone.
Fortunately, the provincial anti-poaching team responded swiftly, intercepting the new syndicate and preventing further losses. The considerable efforts resulted in the province ultimately achieving a 67% decline in rhino poaching over the 8 months.
Parliament has been debating Washington's withdrawal of US aid funding for HIV/AIDS programs in South Africa. The motion was tabled by the EFF. The DA's Carl LaRouche says under PEPFAR, the narrative about the HIV/AIDS response in Africa changed. He says the sudden halting of funding is extremely damaging.
We believe that the abrupt manner in which the funding was stopped was unethical and wasteful, as it has not allowed governments, including our own, to make contingency plans and to allocate budget to cover funding shortfalls. It has, however, taught us as South Africans that in this post-COVID era, we will need to become more self-reliant and that we desperately need to grow our economy and create jobs to get more revenue into the fiscus to be able to fund life-saving healthcare programs.
Build One South Africa's Nobuntu Webster says Trump's decision reflects an agenda that seeks to maintain an outdated global hierarchy.
South Africa has to remain steadfast in a pursuit of a just, multipolar world where no single power, not the US, not Russia, not China, dictates the terms of our own sovereignty as a country. That said, the United States is an important economic partner and our trade relationship cannot be understated its importance. But at no point should our sovereignty be conditional on the approval of any other nation. The responsibility of this government is to then shield South Africans because now it has happened and the ship has sailed.
And Portugal's Prime Minister is facing the possibility of returning to the polls in a few weeks, just a year after coming to power. Luís Montenegro of the centre-right Social Democratic Party is facing pressure from the opposition over a conflict of interest row involving a family company. Earlier this week, Portuguese media reported that a service company run by his wife and children had contracts with several private companies, including a hotel and casino group which receives concessions from the state. The Prime Minister yesterday survived a censure vote tabled by the Communist Party, but he announced that he would seek a vote of confidence from Parliament. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A massive match tomorrow for the Hollywood Bets Dolphins in the One Day Cup. Man United and Spurs both in Europa League action tonight. And Romain Ntamack back in the France side for their Six Nations clash with Ireland this weekend.